When Ethan Crumbly shot up a school in Oxford, his parents were investigated. They were put in jail. They went to trial and they lost. They were convicted and are in prison right now for their role in the actions of their son. In the assassination attempt of Donald Trump, Thomas Crook's parents were investigated. They were not locked up, likely will not be charged or face any legal criminal action. Why is that? Let's go to an expert on the issue, Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being on the show. I wanted to talk a little bit about this, and I'm sure there's some clear and good reasons why Thomas Crook's parents would not be charged while Ethan Crumbly's parents were charged. But it's also an opportunity to talk about responsibility for parents and actions they should take when they suspect there might be problems with their children at home. But let's talk a little bit about the investigation into Thomas Crook's parents.
Sure. So, you know, if you just juxtapose the two cases, you always look at one thing, facts, right? So in Crook's parents' case, their son was 20 years old, almost 21. Crumbly was 15. And this, you know, I mean, that's a huge disparity. You're not responsible for the actions of an adult. The fact if you they Crumbly's bought the gun, they had a duty. What did the Crook's parents? What was their duty to hold them accountable? There wasn't a duty necessarily, unless they aided and abetted. Here's the gun, go use it, or on this attempt. Or they knew and they gave him the gun and aided and abetted that way. That's not even close in this case with regards to the Crooks family. He was held a full-time job. He was going to college. The material he bought, he was always interested in science. The parents in Crooks family, they cooperated. They didn't flee. They didn't hide. They didn't try to destroy evidence like the Crumblies did. It was reasonably foreseeable in Crumbly that something really bad was going to happen because of the mental spiral that kid was going through, as opposed to just put it on the other side with the Crooks. They didn't see that. He always had an interest in science. He got packages at the house. He was a loner. That wasn't extraordinary for them to see that he was a loner. The FBI has already dived into the post-shooting, obviously, and the Crook's parents have been totally transparent to the extent that, you know, they've cooperated with the investigation, which is completely opposite of that of the Crumblies. Could you see a civil action? You know the civil case I want? If I were an attorney and wanted to prosecute a claim on a civil side, I would suggest to you there was gross negligence based on everything we heard, where the shooter was, where Crooks was at, how he got there. They knew about him 90 minutes. They said he was a risk, and they were derelict beyond gross negligence. And the gentleman that died, putting his body around his family, that estate, that family, I think, could go after the individuals in the government to show gross negligence that they were derelict when they knew and they had a job, they had a duty, and they just turned the blind eye, if you will, knowing that this guy should have been apprehended well beforehand.
Well-stated facts on the Crooks case on why they won't be charged criminally. Are those the same facts why they would not have any civil liability, the parents?
You know, it's a lower standard. It's a preponderance of the evidence. It's a negligence standard. And the question is, was it reasonably foreseeable in a negligence possibility? Yeah, you could get liability there. But remember the three things for everybody when you look at a civil lawsuit. I put them in three separate barrels. I put one barrel is liability. Show me the law where this person was negligent, and but for his negligence, there was approximate cause that this act took place. So liability, that's bucket one. Bucket two is injury. Obviously, we have injury. Bucket three is collectability. I don't know. I think you have a hard hurdle coming over the liability area, that issue in and of itself, because you would have to show that they were negligent in their son, who was an adult, and it was foreseeable for them, and they did something nefarious. There's one issue in that case, and that is going to be the gun. The father bought the gun. However, he transferred ownership. I would want to look at how did he transfer it? Did he do it legally or illegally? That's the one check mark. I don't know. But if he did it illegally, knowing his son was off, there could be some civil remedy there. Go to the third bucket. I don't know what kind of money you're going to get. I mean, these people might be, I don't know their financial status.
Right. Parents, it's not easy. You get kids. I get kids. They want to do the right thing. When are you obligated to do something? Is it when you realize or believe that your child is going to do something illegal?
So I put it in this category. First and foremost, the parents have custody of the child. The child lives within their house. Two, you have a responsibility, just like anybody else. But if I give my keys to my son, knowing he's intoxicated, and let him drive, I am on the hook. It was reasonably foreseeable, and I have a duty as a parent over a minor or a child, 16 or below, obviously. It gets 10 more difficult as the age gets up there. Obviously, the age of adult, 18, it's more difficult to attach the parents. I just think, parents, there's common sense. It all starts in the home. And if you are on notice that your son or your daughter or your child is in peril, and you enable him or her or, your child to do something by giving him the keys or giving him, and the crumbly case, giving him access to the gun, then it's reasonably foreseeable that something really bad is going to happen. So I look at that jury instruction, and I start every case from what's required in the recipe. And one of the things was their willful, wanton conduct by the parents, knowing something bad could happen, death or great bodily harm. If I aid or give assistance in that case, I leave my gun out, knowing my son has access or my child has access, then you're going to see, I believe, the statute, both either on a civil side or on a criminal side, being broken. And when that happens, the parents can be held liable. But common sense dictates the day. I really, I believe that firmly. We all know the difference between right and wrong.
Excellent. Excellent. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. We called the right guy. Thank you so much for clearly stating that. We appreciate your time.
Kevin, as always, a pleasure to be with you, my friend. Be well.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon. Yeah, really interesting. I'm sure there will be a civil case against the federal government, the Secret Service, the FBI. They cannot just say that they're bad at their jobs if they're able to show gross negligence and so many things went wrong there. They certainly could make a case. It would not be surprising to see something happen there at all. Hey, coming up next, we're going to have a big interview with Gary Peters. The WJR Morning Show got him on this morning. He's one of the shortlist candidates for vice president for Kamala Harris. We're going to run that interview next. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to All Talk on WJR.